The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about, and that's what you are willing to do for me.
You should reward me accordingly.
Which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
I volunteer as tribute.
We're gonna find out that we're wanted in 2 states and probably considered armed and dangerous.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, here to help with the weekend's movies. And also Alyssa Wilkinson from Vox.com is along today. Alyssa, welcome.
Great to be here.
Great to have you. Great to have you joining me and Rafer for movies. Alyssa, we have a trivia tradition here in our movie segment.
Okay.
We're going to be talking about your review of Lean on Pete, which is the story of a teen and his horse. So here's trivia. Now, Rafer, Alyssa, you both know, don't answer yet. Hold on to your answer. We're going to come back to it at the end. If people think they know the answer, of course, they can hit me on Twitter at Todd Zwillick. Trivia. Here is actor BoJack Horseman, played by actor Will Arnett, talking about his most challenging role to date. Listen.
It's a complex role that requires a precise touch and a deft hand, and I just can't wait to tackle it head on. It's truly an honor. Namaste.
Now, what legendary horse is BoJack talking about portraying there in his most challenging role to date? That's your trivia question. Hold on to it. We are going to be talking about Lean on Pete with Rafer Guzman and Alyssa Wilkinson. But before we do that, it's I Feel Pretty, which is our first movie out of the gate with star Amy Schumer. Here's a clip.
Are you okay? You hit your head pretty hard.
Wait, that's me. That's me.
Oh my God, did you see this? Yes.
I'm beautiful!
Alyssa, Amy Schumer is in her spin class. She hits her head. She wakes up feeling like the hottest thing on planet Earth, and comedy and some social commentary ensues, I take it.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, she falls off her bike. She wakes up. She thinks that she's as kind of gorgeous as these models that she idolizes in the magazines that are strewn all over her apartment. And it completely changes her behavior. Suddenly, she's super confident. She's hitting on guys in the line at the laundromat. She keeps kind of talking about how awesome she looks. And everyone around her is not willing to say anything because she looks exactly the same to everyone else. And it totally changes her way of kind of living.
And so what does it say? You know, there's always the great, sometimes great, message in movies like this. Amy Schumer does have a habit of really great social commentary in her comedy. As somebody who comments and performs on body image all the time, she's playing a character who lives it.
Yeah, that's right. And I mean, she's, you know, Amy Schumer is not an unattractive woman. In fact, watching it, I thought, oh, you know, this is going to be difficult maybe because I feel like I'm a very normal looking person. And so did a lot of other women in that theater. But I actually feel like the film mostly pulls off what it's trying to do. It stumbles in places as far as trying to make comedy out of the way that she looks. But a lot of the time, I think the message, or at least the heart of the film, is in the right place. And that was something that surprised me, because I really wasn't expecting it going in.
Well, Rafer, Alyssa says the message and the heart is in the right place. Is that true for you? What about the laughs?
Yeah, I would agree. I found this movie really endearing. I think it's a really endearing role from her, and maybe what I would say maybe her best performance yet, and a character that you can really sort of get behind. There's a moment at the beginning where she looks in the mirror and, you know, and doesn't like what she sees, and you see that like really just sort of written all over her face. That was kind of the moment right there in the opening credits where I really thought like, oh, like I'm with this person, and she really holds it to the end, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as for the laughs, I think they are a little uneven. And I think one problem is that the script doesn't quite hold on to what it's trying to do. It's a little hard to say whether she's getting too big for her britches and ditching her friends, or if she's kind of speaking for the average woman and, you know, she works at a cosmetics company and sort of rises to the top. You know, and is she sort of, you know, kind of saying, you know, all women are beautiful, but yet she's super beautiful, or at least she thinks she's super beautiful. So things get a little confused as the movie goes on, and that you tend to kind of lose track. But overall, you know, again, I really think it was her performance, really also the bikini contest number, I thought was really wonderful. It's her performance that really drives it.
Well, I saw the bikini contest bit, at least in the trailer, because I haven't seen this movie yet. And that part definitely had me laughing out loud, because Amy Schumer, her physical comedy as well as and her facial expressions are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
So that's I Feel Pretty with Amy Schumer. Our next film, Lean on Pete, Steve Buscemi is in this film with Charlie Plummer. Now, Charlie is a teen living with his single father who winds up, well, I'll say buddying with a horse for a trip across America.
No, not over your neck. Drape the rope over your shoulder. Good. All right. Come on.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Hey.
Slow down. You remember what I told you yesterday?
Yep.
Hook him up before you take the rope off, because he'll run on you.
Alyssa, a frontier story, sort of a bit of Americana here.
Yeah, it's something between a Western and a road movie in a lot of ways. Lots of wide open spaces, lots of kind of small town American scenes. Pretty good depiction of what it is, I think, also to live in, you know, for teenagers who kind of live in poverty or uncertainty, and how they kind of need to latch on to different people, and adults don't always have it together either. Lean on Pete is definitely a sad movie, but it's hopeful at the end, which I appreciated a lot. And it does have a lot of big surprises, I think, in the plot. It unfolds in ways that you completely wouldn't expect, even if you think you know what the plot of the movie is. And Charlie Plummer's performance is just heartbreaking. He's really a rising star. He was also in All the Money in the World at the end of last year, and his work is pretty phenomenal in this film.
Rafer, before we go.
Yeah, I like this film. You know, we were talking about the Americana feel to it. The guy who wrote the novel, Willie Flauten, is a rock singer, country, sort of alt-country Americana band singer. And so I think that's why this film, to me, kind of felt almost like an old blues tune, mm-hmm. or sort of like an Appalachian folk song or something about life on the edge and woe and wretchedness, and but with a little bit of hope at the end, like you say. So I did like it. Tough go, but I like this movie.
All right, well, that's Lean on Pete, which is the story of an American teen and his horse. And that's what inspired today's trivia question. I played you a little clip from actor BoJack Horseman talking about his very most challenging role to date. Let's listen again.
It's a complex role that requires a precise touch and a deft hand, and I just can't wait to tackle it head on. It's truly an honor. Namaste.
Now, I asked you what legendary horse is BoJack talking about portraying there. Alyssa Wilkinson, what horse?
It's Secretariat.
It sure is. It's Secretariat, the legendary racehorse who, apparently, according to that show, went on the Dick Cavett Show back in 1973 to deny allegations of betting on horse racing and other improprieties as well. From BoJack Horseman, Alyssa Wilkinson, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Alyssa Wilkinson of Vox.com. And, of course, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Rafer, have a great weekend.
You too, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.